Just thinking of this song, like yesterday. I don't actually love this song, but it happens, you know? like I should like Anna Monoguchi, but boy, I really fucking don't.
Lows here. We are 2 cents higher September Chicago week. Kansas City, the September contract there higher as well by a half a cent. So a more of a quiet day there. And Minneapolis, nearby September week is up a penny, 4.96 and a quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll check the livestock trade for you. Big, big jumps. Higher starting out today and higher last half hour. Cattle and feeder cattle. Lower hogs, though. We'll get you an update in 1 minute.
Don't miss the nation's largest outdoor ag exposition, the 2000...
We now join our 1940s family listening to the entertainment of the moment.
Claudine, based on the original stories by Rose Frank.
Hazel, see what else is on the radio.
And now this on Sirius XM 40s Junction.
He's been redeemed in some way.
Energy drinks and going to bed. Just things I like. I like video games and shoes. Yes, yes, okay. Okay. I like pizza and loud bass. So I, you know, that's like maybe this. Maybe we have some of the comedy.
Number 22 on our VJ Big 40 countdown. Mark Goodman along with Nina and Alan counting them down. Huey Lewis in the News debuted on the pop chart with our next song on June 29th, 1985. At that time, Billboard called it an out-of-the-box monster hit. Well, they were right. This tune would not only be nominated for an Academy Award, but would also give the band their first number one. On the way up the chart this week, it's Huey Lewis in the News landing at number 21 with the Our Love.
If I can copy a Starbound save. Doesn't look like it's got Steam Cloud support. We'll probably record something with it this week. Files and directories and shit around.
Thank you. Telephone Services, Kuno Sonoda.
Fucking hits don't stop. Science on this track. I feel blessed to have graduated from high school before this song was written. We'll be right back. get a mashup of this and fucking that Third Eye Blind song? Where's that? Where's that fucking mashup? Let's do that. Vitamin C deserved better than to be remembered for this song. I'll say it. Another great graduation song.
Down, so that's like a lot of set work to consider. So we'll see what happens there. But we do have a grand prize trip for four of you to head out to Indio in October for weekend one of Desert Trip. And that includes round trip air, hotel, and passes for the Sirius XM suite, where they're going to make sure you're not too hungry or thirsty while you're there. Fill out your entries after you've read all the rules and regulations at SiriusXM.com/Desert Trip. And I'm Christine Stone on Classic Rewind. Let's do Empty Spaces into Young Lust.
Let's get way into Steely Dan. I don't think this should be on the fucking 90s alternative and grunge station. Like, this is like all the way fucking inappropriate for this station. Like, I could see a fucking 90s alt rock station playing this song then, but like, that's not, I'm not looking to just recreate the playlist of fucking Live 105 circa fucking 1994. Get my own fucking satellite radio station where this song would be appropriate, and then this song after it would also be appropriate. Get it going. Woo! If I had a station, it would occasionally play Insane Clown Posse. It's a fucking dark... It's not a fucking... a nice station. It's not a fucking station you should necessarily want to listen to. It's a station you just, you need, yeah, okay, yeah, I need, this is, okay, yep. And we would only play the first halves of songs. And they'd be like, all right, that's enough of that. Maybe I need to start tracking my morning drives more effectively, you know. Build some playlists. Just turn this into that station. here you go. It's Ween and then Bobby Digital and now two songs from Tanya Donnelly. Who would want to have tons of fun this early in the morning? That's ridiculous! Well, yeah, maybe we should... Okay, yes, what kind of... Let's really get a lowdown on the fun here. Like... Is it free fun? Do we have... Is there a fee? Is it fee or fee fun? I'll put it on my phone. Like, have this fucking awful feedback loop of fucking rebroadcasting Mixlers from my phone to the car stereo, out to the iPad. All free? Holy shit! Freedom ain't free, man. Me launching Mixlr on the phone while I'm... Who knows what that would actually do. I was trying to find this fun. I mean, I like fun. Everyone knows this about me. Fan of fun. This makes it look like nothing is broadcasting right now. Fun is fun. That's a great point. Yeah, it's well, it says doesn't have any upcoming events right now. Please check back soon. But I wonder if I'm on an event page or the show reel. Yeah, I guess I could listen to some fun from the past, huh? I will say this app, there's this not the app, not that the app is great, but the mobile web page is also not great. I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna happen because I have to drive this car now. We're out of the tunnel. It's real. When we listened to the classic follow-up to As Nasty As They Want To Be, I'm of course talking about Band in the USA from Luke and the Two Live crew, I heard some inconsistencies in those files. And then yesterday I dug around in my garage and found my CD. Found my Band in the USA CD and re-ripped it. V0, fucking 120 megs of fucking Band in the USA, now taking up a space on my hard drive instead of the whatever, the 128s that I fucking ripped years and years ago. Flack, yeah, I should have probably... should have probably just made them FLAC files, you know, to really get the maximum quality out of those songs. It's vital. I don't know if my car would play FLAX, though, unfortunately. I mean, it does just have a USB port on it. It's not just for iPhones. Like, I think I could just plug a USB stick into it. But I'm almost positive it would not play fucking FLAC files, because what the fuck plays a FLAC file? I bet it doesn't even play Ogs or Apes. I mean, I could download like VLC or something like that for my phone and then do it that way, I'm guessing. Yes, is there a FUBAR 2000 for iPhones? And yes, Neil Young's shitty fucking... I'll get that fucking sound pyramid or whatever the fuck that thing's called. I only listen to fucking Voc files, straight VOCs. Mods and meds, S3Ms. I actually had a cassette tape that I took all my mods from my Commodore 64 and recorded them onto tape, and then I could listen to them in my car. And, well, yeah, I mean, I did that. And now tapes are cool again, exactly, yeah. We got a record player at the house. I have not had one for, like, a very long time. But, we got a record player. I had a bunch of records, and my wife got some records. And so we went out to a thrift store over the weekend, and I bought a record that is designed to teach you how to use a CB radio. And it's awesome. Do I have a sick tube amp? No. No. This record player is like a self-contained unit with speakers on it. Like, it's pretty tinny. The fidelity is not rich and full. But for our purposes, it's actually perfect. I think that's the sound, I think, that we're looking for.
Traveling around desensitizes you. It just does. I mean, it...
Yeah, I think new vinyl is pretty dumb. I don't know. It's not... Because, I mean, you think about it, like, in terms of, like, the argument of like, warmth coming out of vinyl or whatever is, you know, is that that's for albums that were originally recorded with that warmth, right? That would fit on an analog tape and all that other stuff. The minute you're, like, digitally mixing and mastering all the... Like, I bought the last Daft Punk album on vinyl, because I was going to buy it anyway, and I just really wanted downloads, and I didn't really give a fuck. And, you know, it came with a download, so... And it came with a download, and then just, like, a decently sized fucking picture of the album art on the front of a record. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. I bought the last Beastie Boys record on vinyl for the same reason. It was like a package. It was like, here's a t-shirt and a sticker and the record, and we'll send you the download codes as soon as the album is out, and... All that shit. It's like, okay, cool. I'll buy this and never open it. Because why would I? And then, like, that was actually a pain in the ass. The company that that did that deal, that sold the record and all that other stuff, like, never sent me the download stuff. And then when I wrote them about it, the guy was, like, a dick who responded to me. So it was like, wow, I'm having a great experience here. This was way easier than stealing this album.
Thank you.
I ended up with a bunch of bad records from, I guess, my uncle. I don't know. My grandfather passed away, and I don't know. At some point, I ended up with a fucking bunch of records. But it's like a ton of fucking Neil Young records. I don't really like Neil Young that much. Rap game Taylor Swift 45 on my hip and I'll lift up a switch up hip hop with a riff that pays no downloads cause I am not gifted or sifting through the shit on Twitter. I wanna quit it. But I spit it on the beautiful little until the kitty loves. I mean, why would anyone listen to Neil Young anymore when Kitty exists here? When Kitty and Riff Raff are bringing you this type of material? Like, at some point, Neil, it's just obsolete, right? That's how it works. That guy looks like he's getting ready to rob a bank. Dude in a suit with a ponytail. Dark glasses, carrying some kind of weird bag. Looks like he's gonna walk into this fucking Wells Fargo and fucking put in work. Looks like a young Val Kilmer from Heat. Like if you were making a prequel to Heat about Val Kilmer robbing banks, that's the fucking dude you cast. I think I'm gonna resubscribe to Apple Music. It sounds like they're shifting their iTunes Match stuff over to a better, more fingerprinty thing, and that should solve my main issues with it. So I don't know. Give it another month or so. They're in the process of switching people over slowly to the new format or whatever. I'm probably going to at least give it another shot. Right now I'm paying the Amazon cloud stuff. Like, not the Prime Music stuff, but, like, store all your music in our cloud, which their uploader fucking sucks. Sucks! Getting this Monday started around with a double shot of Riff Raff here. Riff Raff, this is maybe my favorite cut off of the Neon Icon right here. Have I tried Google Play? No, I have not. I was looking at it. But it didn't seem. It didn't seem great. And I don't know how Google Play is on iOS. either. That's, I would assume that that would be way better on an Android device. If you had to pick a part that would date this song and also make me cringe every time I hear it, it would be the part where he says, "Epic fail." Actually, I don't think it dates it so much as it fucking seems dated. By the time this album came out, the idea of saying that phrase out loud seems like the fucking most repulsive shit. It's like, dude, what? No. Come on. You're rapping. Fucking don't do that. Say that fucking bullshit. And I guess the Google Play Music stuff comes with, like, that's YouTube Red, right? You sign up for YouTube Red and get all that stuff, too, which, that sounds kind of neat. What's up, fucking going straight from a turn lane, motherfucker? Fucking me over? Ass? Ugh. I'm at the office. I gotta go. Have a good Monday. Jeez. Monday. I'll see you later.